USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A key inflation figure is seeing its biggest monthly gain since January 1982. The Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, which looks at the cost of goods and services, jumped 6.8% in June from a year ago. The index only rose 1% from May. Americans are growing increasingly concerned about rising crime, particularly in major cities run by Democrats like New York City and Chicago. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, lays out Republicans' plan to address crime if they're in the majority after the 2022 midterm elections.
This defunding of police, we told them it was wrong then and it's wrong now. We're going to give bonuses to make sure individuals that officers can join the forces. We're going to make sure prosecutors uphold the law.
USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.